Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, we're going to be getting a lot of power this hour from two very, very special people. We have Jack LaLanne and his beautiful wife Elaine, and we're going to be finding out about health power, wellness power, body power, whatever term you want to use, because these are people that don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. Jack LaLanne and Elaine, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm getting Jack. He's opening Christmas presents. But he's opening Christmas cards. He's got a pile on his lap, and he's got to answer the phone.
Well, I
so
can't.
How are you, Donna?
Well, Elaine, I'm
Hello. There he is.
Jack, welcome to the show. I'm so delighted to have you as a guest again. And I thought, boy, this is a perfect time of the year to talk to both of you. You are such dynamic people. And, Jack, I was just reviewing the information about what you've accomplished, and I want to hear first, I want my audience to first know how the two of you met, because here you are, Jack, you are very successful, and you and Elaine meet, I believe it's in a television studio,
Elaine?
Is that correct?
Yep.
Elaine.
Right, that's right.
Tell them how we met.
I was just going to say, we probably have two versions of this.
you were no virgin.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. I can't take him anywhere anymore, Donna.
I know. At 94, what are you going to do?
At 94, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about this guy? All right, I'll tell. He likes me to tell the story.
Okay.
I was a co-host on KGO TV, and which is in San Francisco, an ABC station. And I was working with the fellow that he was a very popular DJ there, and television was just starting, and he started a television show. So he asked me to be on with him, and so I booked the show an hour and a half every day, all the guests and all that sort of thing. I got a call from, and then I was also appeared on the show as a co-host. And I got a call from Oakland, California one day and got this guy who can do push-ups through your whole show. And, oh, boy, that's a good idea. And so we pan over to him every now and then. And so he's doing, we have the hour and a half show. So guess who's over in the corner doing push-ups through the whole show? It's Jack LaLanne. And later on in 1951, he started his television show, which was on at 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's when we really got to know each other. And
did we?
We've been together how many years, Jack?
102.
102.
54.
Okay.
54
All
years
right.
with the right woman.
What do you always say, Jack?
What?
Well, what do you mean? What do you always say about me? You know, I married a girl with a what?
Married a girl with good taste. No.
With good taste. No, I agree. Now, what's so fascinating to me is, Elaine, you were not the least bit interested in healthy food. And
oh, gosh, you know, I was
Jack,
a junk food junkie. Right.
Yes, I mean, your diet sounds so much like the diet of so many people today. And that was back in the 50s. And here's Jack able to do all these push-ups. What was it that, you know, besides you being attracted to this very good-looking man, what was it that made you decide to turn the corner and give up all the yum-yums?
Well, the thing is, I wasn't really attracted to him at first. I was through with men, I'll never love again, you know, that type of thing.
Oh, hey, I like this part of the story.
And he used to come around the television show, and he started, as I say, 1951, and then we were, he'd come around in our afternoon show and hang around, and when he'd ask me out every now and then, and I said, well, no, I can't, I'm not. But anyway, he brought a fellow over from Oakland, California on his show, and he he had a very, very big corporation. His big corporation was out in front, you know, a big butt, a big gut, gut, you know. And
corporation, that's the waistline.
That's the waistline, okay. You know, in those days, we couldn't say those words on television or at all.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm sure.
We had, he had to use, what did you have to use, Jack? You had back porch.
Yeah, back porch and front porch and all that stuff. I had to make up, all that stuff.
Chest line. but anyway.
You couldn't say bust or anything, you know.
So anyway, we, so he asked me, one day he brought this fellow over, and I was very impressed, and I swam in the Minneapolis Aqua Follies in 1944, and so I was in pretty good shape then, but now I'm, it's 1951, too, you know, it's actually it's around that time, and I, my waistline was sinking into my, you know, whatevers, and anyway, I walked by one morning, and he was talking to this guy, and he took 50 pounds off of him in 30 pounds off in 30 days. And one day I was walking by with my cigarette and my donut and my coffee and my everything, and so he'd say, you know, the only thing good about the donut is a hole in the middle. And then he would come over and say, you should be eating apples and bananas and oranges. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't tell you this. I said, and I'd go, oh, yeah? But when we brought this fellow over and he lost all that weight and I looked pretty good, and I thought to myself, you know, I think I'll try a little of this. And so I started broiling everything I used to fry, and I quit smoking, and blues were bluer and the greens were greener, and I felt better. And so I really thought, well, gee, he's got something to, you know, he's really got something here. So he changed my whole life, and we danced at a company party, and we've been dancing ever since.
Oh, my.
That's my story.
I'm dancing with tears in my eyes, because the girl in my arms is a boy.
Paul Bragg was your inspiration. Paul Bragg
you
was your inspiration.
You've got to have a little fun in life.
Jack, you said Paul Bragg was your inspiration. Tell him about how you met Paul Bragg.
I thought Paul Bragg?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was a weak, skinny kid at 15 years old. I was 40 pounds underweight and pimples and boils. Had to drop out of school because I was a troublemaker. And our neighbor said, there's somebody lecturing down at the Oakland Woman City Club that helps a lot of people. Maybe it can help Jack. So my mother took me down to Paul Bragg, and we were a little late getting there. And we just started to leave the place, and Paul Bragg saw me. He says, we don't turn anybody away here. Usher, put two seats up. Put them on the stage. So there my mother and I sat in front of all these hundreds of people. I'm so embarrassed because I had pimples and boils. I just knew people were looking at me and making fun of me. And anyway, this man was a very forceful speaker. And he said something the next few minutes that changed my life, probably saved my life. He says, my dear friends, it matters not what your present physical condition is. If you obey nature's laws, you can be born again. Boy, I want to be born again. I want the girls to like me. I want to be an athlete. I want to get rid of pimples and boils, and I want to have muscles, you know. Well, I went home that night, and I got on my knees, and I said, dear God, give me the willpower to refrain from eating these foods that are killing me. The next day, I joined the Berkeley, California YMCA, went strict vegetarian, and within 10 days, my whole life changed. I've never had another headache since, and it just changed my whole life. If something saved your life, would you be enthusiastic about it?
Yeah, Donna, usually when he says, I never had a headache since, he says, except when I married one.
Okay. Now, Jack, you have been such an inspiration to so many people. I feel so privileged and pleased to be able to talk with you and your wife today. But you, at the age of 70, were still breaking records. Why is it that you have... You even today, you're speaking, you're encouraging people.
I want to show the people that anything in life is possible. And age means nothing. It's up to you. You know, you control your life. Who puts the food in your mouth? Who exercises for you? Who thinks for you? God, the devil, your mother, your father, you. Anything happens to you, good or bad, you make it happen, right?
Absolutely. You've got
so when I go out and lecture, I feel that I can save somebody's life. like that lecture saved my life, okay?
All right. Now, you have been advocating fresh fruits and vegetables from as far back as I can recall, and you really have been going much more public than you were for a while on juicing. And juicing is something that people go, oh, gee, really, does it work? And for you, and you've got your own juicer and your company is, you know, constantly promoting it, what is it about juicing that makes it so very, very valuable for wellness?
Because cooking kills. And when you drink these juices, they go into your bloodstream, and, boy, you're putting the right fuel in that human machine. I just bought a new Corvette sports car. Would I put water in a gas tank?
Mm-hmm. He has been juicing since... Tell her about when you started juicing.
I started juicing when I was 15 years old. The juicer in those days, man, you should have seen them.
They were pressed. It was a press juicer.
Yeah.
In other words, you have to press them down very hard. So he's been a... When I first met him, he had this great big juicer. It was one of those ones they used in the, you know, commercial. And it was must be like 2 feet high or more. And
it was
very, very heavy. And so he was using that. And my gosh, I didn't know anything about juicing in those days. But as I say, he was juiced me some carrot juice. And his favorite was carrot and celery and apple. And
it's delicious.
Wow.
There's nothing like
I didn't know what juice. I didn't know that juice tasted so good fresh like that.
Yeah, it really does. Now, one of the things that you have in your book that I've got in front of me, and this was when you were 90-plus, celebrating 90-plus years, the factor about there are certain foods that you cannot juice, certain fruits and vegetables, the avocado, bananas, coconut, leeks, rhubarb, and especially you don't use the green tops of rhubarb. The rhubarb itself has a toxicity to it if people try to do that. Mm-hmm. So you do have to educate yourself about what you should juice.
Right. Well, you know, you don't. It just stands to reason you wouldn't juice a banana because there's no juice in the banana. You know, but some people do ask us that question. And,
sure.
But it's usually the hard, you know, the hard fruit, the ones that are hard. You can, you know, hard pears and apples and.
Put in a lemon in there and an orange.
And, you know, people ask me if they can do wheatgrass. Well, actually, it's very hard to put wheatgrass in our juicer, but here's how we've got around that. You put it in spinach leaves, wrap it around spinach leaves, and then put the spinach down the hole, and then put a carrot on top of it, and the carrot pushes the spinach leaves through the wheatgrass, and then you have, you know, and it still tastes pretty good because the carrot's sweet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little tip there, if anybody wants to know about wheatgrass.
Now, Elaine, let's talk for a minute relative to yourself. You're a very attractive lady. You obviously have been with Jack for so many years, and you're physically very fit. What would you say to women about the benefit of nutrition and their skin and their hair and their stamina? We are seeing so many commercials, you know, promoting osteoporosis and this type of thing. And when you juice, you shouldn't have that kind of a challenge when you're able to juice your fruits and your vegetables like that. Carrot is known for its bone-building capabilities as well as in the greens.
All the great properties in the carrot and the... and all, you know, all the fresh fruit and the fresh vegetables, you have all those great properties.
Each one has something that the other one doesn't have. And you got the combination of them, and you got a complete nutritional...
Well, so many people will eat, you know, their fast food and junk food. And I've seen a lot of people with, you know, with a bad-looking skin. And I find that all my life, when I've eaten, you know, and juiced, and my skin, it comes out, and you see, your skin is made of protein. Your skin is made of what you eat. You know, you are what you eat. And so if you're gonna eat junk food, you're gonna look junky, I guess. Mm-hmm. So he really woke me up when he was telling us about, you know, all on his television show. I would listen, you know, because I was in the same room. We were in the newsroom. The newsrooms were very small in those days, and there weren't any really studios for television, so we had to use the NBC studios, the radio studios down in San Francisco. And so they put us in this newsroom, and this is where I just would listen, you know, especially on smoking. One day Jack was getting ready for his television show. I'm sitting way in the back of the other back of the room, and his brother comes in, and he says, "You know, I just quit smoking, and it takes a whole year to get the nicotine out of your lungs." And I thought, "Oh!" And he says, "You got black lungs." And then Jack showed pictures of black lungs and pink lungs and holy lungs that day, and I thought to myself, "Oh my gosh, my mm-hmm. lungs are black, I'm going to have, you know, and you're supposed to have pink lungs, and I don't want to have holy lungs and emphysema." I'd heard about all these problems with emphysema with people, and they can't breathe and this and that. And so I really, that very day I quit, I was just devastated to see what holy lungs looked like and black lungs.
You know, that could have saved your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would say that's true. Because
that's probably why I'm 82 years old today and going on 83 in another month or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elaine, one of the things that I think you demonstrate is that a woman doesn't have to get osteoporosis. And
no.
You don't have to have this hump along the shoulders. If you do time to exercise and
no,
eat
a lot
well.
Of us when we get older, head goes forward, and
mm-hmm.
then it goes. I've seen this on so many people my age, and they just sit there and they kind of slump over. And you need your calcium. Of course, there's a lot of calcium in a lot of those vegetables. And
oh yeah,
and so. But I do take extra calcium too because I think
mm-hmm.
you should when you get older. And we're great believers in supplementation also. And you
yes.
just don't get, you know.
You know, everybody said, "Jack, why do you take all those 30, 40 vitamins every day? You know, why are you doing it?" I said, "In the case they do work."
In case
they do
work.
Yeah,
I think that's true.
It's like an insurance policy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have insurance policy. We're not going to die tomorrow, but we have an insurance policy. And that's why Jack takes his vitamins. He never misses his vitamins every day, too, along with everything else he takes.
Jack, what do you think is the biggest myth being promoted in the area of wellness today? Now, that may seem like a strange question, but we're bombarded with so much stuff. We've got all of these diet programs that are on television.
You know what people say? You know, people, they say, you know why I'm fat? Because my mother was fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad died of a heart attack. I'll probably die of a heart attack. You know what? Your mother and your father, they ate a lot of junk. They didn't take care of themselves. That's why they got cancer. That's why they got all these different bad things. But if you change your diet and you change start exercising, it's like being born again. You got a whole life ahead of you. So you have no chance of getting all those things that your mother and father had because you are not making that same mistake.
So,
you're eating the good, health, natural foods and instead of all the junk that your mother and your father ate.
So you, just because your mother and father were fat doesn't mean you have
That's
to be fat.
Absolutely
yeah.
right. There's only one person on this earth that you got to be accountable to. It's you. Anything happens to you, good or bad, you made it happen. Don't blame the God. Don't blame the devil. When's the last time God came down and said, "I'll exercise for you today, Jack"? Or "I'll put the food in your mouth, Jack"?
Uh-huh.
God helps them that help themselves. You have to help the most important person on this earth, you. Doesn't that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That makes it a positioning of personal responsibility.
You know, we have a cookbook that Jack, you know, Jack has written all these books in the past, and we took recipes from all the books we've had in the past, from way down, it actually from 1952, his first book, and that was called the latest one is called Cooking with Jack.
Yeah, right.
And so we have a lot of recipes in there, and
eat right, and you can't go wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, we have
if
that.
Man makes it, don't eat it. It tastes good, spit it out.
And then, of course, Jack is such a motivator. He has all his shows that haven't been seen since the '60s, and they've been remastered, and they're right up to date. When you look at them, you'd think it was right today, you know, and all
the stuff
he has on it. And so we have all those shows.
The truth is truth. Truth doesn't change.
We have four volumes of five shows on each volume, you know, Monday through Friday shows. And so in each volume we have volume one and two and three. And I think volume two has his mother on it. And, I mean, it's just they're great insights to Jack, you know. So... we just keep moving along. And, you know, he was just inducted into the California Hall of Fame with Jack Nicholson and Dave Brubeck and,
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda and who else? Quincy Jones and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria and
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, how wonderful.
They were all there. You know, it was, and in the museum in Sacramento, if anybody ever goes to Sacramento, they can go and see the museum, and they have all these people's museum pieces. Jack's handcuffs are there, and that he swam with, and jumpsuit, and a lot of memorabilia. Jack Nicholson has his report card from grade school, and one of his memorabilia.
Well, now, Jack, you just keep going. You're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going and going and going. And
that's right.
It's
I get up in the morning, I kick myself in the butt with my brains off, and I keep moving.
Yeah, he doesn't miss a workout. Every day he's working out.
I work out seven days a week.
Now, what kind of workout, Jack, do you do? And what is it that enables you to do the workout? Because so frequently people...
What I do, I use weights.
Okay.
And water. I spend a lot of time. I have special exercise that I do in a pool.
Yeah.
You know,
we have that on DVD too, which is Hydronastics, and you can get them on www.jacklalane.com.
Uh-huh.
We have the water exercises that he does every day
in a pool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people can't swim, but all these exercises in the pool, you don't have to swim. But boy, it's a workout.
Well, when you're doing this, Jack, they'll say you build up lactic acid in the muscles. How do you keep the buildup from occurring in your muscles? Because I know bodybuilders often will alternate their routine so that they don't stress the muscles unduly. Is that a myth? What is it that you do?
You've got to do full contraction to full extension. If you're doing your exercise correctly, you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, a lot of people do not do a full contraction to extension. They'll, you know, like if you're doing
a
pull up,
half movement.
You don't go all the way. They just do half movements, and I find myself doing that oftentimes too, half movement. A lot of times I'm doing something in our pool out there, and he says, "You could go up, you know, go down. I mean, all the way because."
Because we're on radio, when you're talking about full contractions and full extensions, what are you meaning by that?
That means, okay, take your fist and put it on your shoulder.
All right.
You got that?
I've got
it. Now straighten your arm out as far as it'll go.
Okay, got it.
All right, when you pull it in, that's full contraction. And then when you straighten it out, that's the extension.
But.
Okay, you got that?
Yes, but so many people don't do that. Don't extend.
They just do half movements or quarter movements.
So, saying you're doing a pull-up, you know,
chin. You got to go all the way down and all the way up. A lot of people just do quarter or half chins.
Uh-huh.
You got to hang completely, then you pull, your chin's over the bar.
What about the push-up? They do that same thing with the push-up, too.
Push-ups, you should touch your chest. Then when you do your extend, you straighten your arm completely, and you lower yourself all the way down to the floor. Those push-ups, well, get your chest, back of your arms, great exercise.
Phenomenal. Now, you have been teaching people in their 90s, Jack, who have basically been in wheelchairs and not doing any exercise at all, and they respond to the exercises that you give them. You say move. Just don't, you know, just
absolutely.
Don't say move.
And you're in a wheelchair, you can do lots of exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're sitting in a wheelchair, right?
Right.
I take your both hands and try to touch the ceiling. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I bring your arm all the way down. Now touch the ceiling, both hands.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that sitting in your wheelchair.
Right, and
how about
that comes up.
How about arms? Pulling themselves up with their arms on the arms of the chair.
Oh yeah, they can do push up. You know what? On the arms of the chair. There's many, many things you can do, even if you're in a wheelchair.
And you can even a wheelchair, you can let all your air out, and then
you inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth.
Let all your air out, and then pull your stomach in. No, try this. Let all your air out, and then you can't talk when you're doing that. And then you pull your stomach in. Can you feel that?
Uh-huh.
That's a great one for your stomach muscles. Anybody can do that one. Oftentimes I tell people if they're washing dishes and they're standing at their washing dishes, they can let all their air out and then pull their stomach in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of little stuff.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you something. Women typically do not have a lot of strength in their upper body. How do you maintain upper body strength? Usually women have a lot of strength in the lower half of the body.
Because
they don't
work the upper body.
Yep. That's right. Well, I do.
You got to work it.
I do push-ups.
You got all these muscles in your chest and your arms and your lower back. All these need exercise when they exercise. Remember, a woman, the more a woman exercises, the more feminine she becomes. A man becomes more masculine.
What I do is I go down, well, right now I do it on my knees, you know, I go down on the floor with the knees and but I used to be able to do 50 man push-ups until I hurt my shoulder. But I can still eke out probably 10, you know, the man push-ups. But I can do lots of them on my knees. But I had a friend of mine years ago and she said, oh, I can't do one push-up. And I said, well, let me see. Let's do one. And then I said, now tomorrow I want you to do two. And then she lived in Las Vegas. And this was, many, many years ago. And she said, she called me about a month later. And she said, I can do 20 push-ups. You know, because every day she tried to do one more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to go off and do, it's like a stepladder. What do you talk about? Jack always talks about a stepladder. You take one rung at a time, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. And Jack exercises every single day. Lots of people do not.
You don't have to do
that.
It's an ego thing with me. I just want to see how long I can keep this up.
Yeah. Well, you're still going strong at 94. My goodness. You probably like the Energizer Bunny.
I'm doing the best I can with the equipment I have.
Yes. Yes. But one of the things you've done, Jack, is that you have taken care of your equipment. And you have realized its value. And so between good supplements and with the exercise, doing what you have a passion for, all of that counts. It's been just such a joy having both of you. Now, Jack, all of your shows are now on DVDs, am I correct? And people can get those off of your website.
Not all of them, because we have enough of them. We're going to come out with Volume 5. So we have lots of shows, and on our website, we're going to be showing those shows. We have a brand new website, and they can just go in there and they can look at some of the shows. So right now we're just launching our new website. So we've had, it's just been about a week or so. So I, You can go in there and look at it and check around.
Well, both of you are phenomenal inspirations for all
of us. You know who's phenomenal? You.
Who's that? Oh, thank you.
You don't realize how great you are. You know, when they made you, there's only one of you in this whole universe. There's just one of you. Think about that.
So that being the case,
what do you do for the most important person on this earth? You, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the right fuel in the machine. More fresh fruits and vegetables. You got to exercise. You know, what I've said, now don't forget this. Exercise is king. Nutrition's queen. Put them together. You've got a kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Those are words from Jack LaLanne.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a joy.
And I hope, next year
from
we'll be able to do it
again. From the bottom of my bottom, thank you.
And that website, again, is jacklalanne.com. It's very easy to find.
Yes.
And it's L-A-L-A-N-N-E, in case a lot of people spell it with one N.
May I say one thing to all your audience?
Yes.
We are so proud to have you, with us today. And remember, as I said earlier, the most important person on this earth is you. And remember, anything in life is possible if you make it happen. And I just hope that you will do something for the most important person on this earth, you.
Thank you,
Donna.
Those
are words. You're welcome, Elaine. I'm so glad you were able to join us. It's been a delight having both of you. Good health. Love you.
Yeah.
Blessings. And we'll do it again.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Have a big
year. This is Donna Sebo. Yes, happy holidays to you, too. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Aren't they something else? It's just such a delight having the Lalanes on the air. And, wow, it's really something for us to look forward to. And I'll share with you one of their detox recipes that they have in one of their cookbooks. But do go to their website, and that is jacklalanne.com. lalanne.com, and that's L-A-L-A-N-N-E. These are just wonderful people, and Jack truly is an inspiration to all of us. By the way, telephone lines are now open. If you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the toll-free numbers. You can call in to 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And remember, when you call in to chat with me, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, just let me do my thing. Of course, I want to know where you're calling from, too. And then when I'm finished giving you my mental impressions, and you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Well, Christmas is coming. It's just a few days away. I don't know what it's like in your part of the world, but here in the Pacific Northwest, we have had record snow and cold weather, the likes of which I cannot ever really recalling lasting as long as this. Sometimes we get snow, it's a couple of days, and then it's gone. Not this time around. In fact, we've got another storm front that's supposed to be coming in. But, oh, what glorious, glorious beauty. It's been a winter wonderland just looking out of whatever window that we look out of the office or out of home. There's just this gorgeous, gorgeous scenery that comes with the snows, and you just have to be a little cautious relative to the ice. But I know so many of you listening are experiencing very cold temperatures. Remember, don't be in a hurry. We've got so much ice, you have to really take your time. So give yourself that extra bit of time you need with shopping. Don't be in a hurry. Realize that this is the moment that you have now. Savor and enjoy all of the things that you like to do during the holiday season, and then kick back and relax. And every once in a while, just take a look out the window and enjoy the beauty of what is around you, because it's just that time of year, and it just fits right in with all of the holidays. And speaking of that, I wanted to share a couple of things with you. One is a poem, and again, you can give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I have this poem. It says, "For my one who is gone at Christmas," and there are so many of us that have family members that perhaps are serving overseas, or maybe they've got business trips, or for whatever reason, they're not going to be with you at Christmas, and I really like this little poem that I came across. Here's how it reads. "Once I wanted to give you everything, 10,000 chocolate truffles, books with happy endings, and new black socks without holes in the toes. There is no beautiful box that can hold what I want for you now, to gather you into the warm ring of my arms, to give you a candle that burns bright as love, and to bring you home, 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 bring you home." Very nice, very, very nice little poem there. And then this other one is Strands. "The winter nights are so long now that every tiny sliver of light glitters like a promise that darkness won't always reign. Let's gather small bits of candle flame, star glimmer, snow crystals spiked with moon, and let's link them together in our memories like a long string of Christmas tree lights, or perhaps like a luminous rosary. A holy strand we can keep in our mind's back pocket. Each glimmer or flash forms another bright bead of thanksgiving, a prayer we can rub through our shadowed thoughts, repeating until the world glistens again." And I was reading that to you. I'm watching snowflakes just coming down ever so lightly outside. Donna Sebo here. We've got a lot of good things to share with you today. And most importantly, I would be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, so do give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Remember, now we were talking with Jack O'Lane. We have a fabulous gift for three lucky winners. We're going to be having a drawing next week, just before New Year's. We're going to be doing it, and this is for Teresa Tapp's gift package. There are three of them she's giving away. Each of them will be over $100 in value. There's going to be a skin brushing system. There is going to be the 15-minute workout, which is incredible. I'm not like Jack. I'm not going to be doing 2 hours every day the way he does. I just don't have the time for it. But you can keep yourself physically fit, and Teresa's program works. It has just done so much for me, and I so enjoyed doing it, and I feel so much better after I do it. Keeps you supple, and more than that, it works your muscles in a way that enables you to tone up and to trim down, and it really, really works. I swear by it. So anyway, if you would like to be one of the lucky people to win, you're going to have to send me an email. What you do, you send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Donna at Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. Now, not only do you do that, but what I want you to do, I want you to, in the subject line, put the Donna Sebo Show and put the code DSS30. I have hundreds of emails, so when I see that DSS30, I know in the subject line that you are wanting to participate in the contest, in the drawing. So get it in to me. We've got about another week or so, a little bit over a week, before we're going to be doing the drawing before New Year's. So I want you to be able to receive it and then be fit and fabulous for 2009. I was so pleased to be able to participate in this and to be able to offer it to you. And believe me, Teresa is working with these things day in and day out, and she's really got this system down. Guy, gal, doesn't make any difference. If you want to look good and you want to feel good and know how to work those muscles in such a way that you don't have to use weights and you are going to avoid, even if you have certain physical things that bother you, she's got technical support that will assist you through whatever challenges you may have. Marvelous program. So remember, send me that email. Get it off to me. And that, put it in the subject line. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Put the Donna Sebo Show and DSS30 in that subject line so I will know. And it's all going in the e-pot. We'll be doing the drawing next week. And then also, I wanted to tell you about some other things that I had, for the moment, I have put certain material in a place where I can't locate it. Oh, well, I'll get that on break. I'll put it somewhere. I did want to give you a little bit of information on some things that you can do for yourself. If you're like so many of us, you really are wanting to save this holiday season. You'll say, gee whiz, there's all of this talk about the economy. What can I do? What I like what Jack said earlier, and that is, what is the most important thing to you? What is the most meaningful aspect about this holiday season? It's not just the things. It's always wonderful to give gifts. But I think more than anything else, it's the fellowship that is possible. We'll take time to visit with friends. We take time to be with family. There are thousands and thousands of people sitting in airports waiting to be able to get home or to that special place where they're going to be with the people they really want to be with. This is one of the holidays in the year where that's what you want to do. Well, just remember, there's a lot of things that you can do that are just absolutely marvelous that people are going to enjoy. Don't forget, something that you make yourself can be very meaningful. And whether it's delicious goodies that are especially made just for this time of the year, so many cultures, they have certain recipes that go with certain holidays. And there's some Norwegian recipes I'm going to share with you before Christmas comes that are great for Christmas, New Year's. Actually, they're great any time. But there are special holiday favorites. And every culture has something special that they like to offer for this time of the year. And often, family members get together. We have a German friend, and she was teaching her granddaughters how to make stollen and almond paste cookies. And she said, when I was raising my children, my daughter was always in the kitchen with me, and she wanted to have her girls be with grandma and be able to do this thing. It's traditions like this that make the holidays so special. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, I have some goodies to share with you. But give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227. Or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. You know, I was talking about recipes, and I finally located what I was looking for. I don't know about you, but sometimes it gets so busy and so crazy, you wonder, what can I do that's going to be different, that's going to be really super nice maybe for a breakfast or a dinner? Well, I came across this recipe, and boy, it's going to save you a lot of time. I don't know how you feel about biscuits, but I enjoy biscuits. And it takes a little bit of time. You can use a mix, or you can get your frozen biscuits or refrigerated biscuits. There's a lot of options. But there is a way of using refrigerated biscuits in a way that, one, is going to be very time effective. Two, you have a chance to do some things with it that maybe you would not have thought of. So let me give you some tips. This is an herbed biscuit wreath. Very simple, and boy, when you serve it, you're going to have oohs and ahs from everybody. And what you want to do, a tip that a young woman by the name of Sandra gave with biscuits, is when you're baking them, put your rack up in the top rack in your oven, and then the bottom of your biscuits will not burn. And I hadn't tried that, and so I tried that not too long ago, and you know what? She's right. You don't have that extra browning on the bottom once your oven is heated and you use the top rack for the baking of the biscuit. So I share that tip with you, too. Now, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need a tube, a 16.3-ounce tube of buttermilk biscuit dough. It's refrigerated, easy enough. And you need 2 tablespoons of chopped mixed fresh herbs such as thyme, marum, or parsley. Then you're going to need 1/8 teaspoon of cracked pepper, 1 egg, lightly beaten, and 1/2 cup, if you so desire, of grape tomatoes. And then you can have various sprigs of, you know, fresh herbs if you want. Now, that's up to you if you wanted to have that. I'm going to give you a couple of other concepts, too, that you could use with this if you like. Your oven has to be preheated to 350 degrees, and what you want, when you pull the biscuits apart, you want to cut them in half, crosswise. And on an ungreased baking sheet, you want to arrange your biscuit pieces in a 9-inch circle. You overlap them ever so slightly, because remember, they're going to rise when they're baking, and they're going to merge together. Now, what you do after you make your wreath with your refrigerated biscuit dough, you combine your mixed herbs and the pepper. You brush the top of the dough with egg, and you sprinkle and press your herb mixture onto the dough. And you bake it for 12-15 minutes until it's golden brown. You cool it on a rack and then slide it
onto your serving platter. And if you want, you can use tomatoes as a garnish. You know, it'd be very nice if you're going to serve these at a dinner or at a brunch. But you could also do something else with them. And that is, you could take each of the pieces. When you cut them in half, dip them in a little bit of butter if you want. Put a little bit of cinnamon and sugar. You know how you do that for toast? Remember what you used to do with kids when you put butter on toast and put a little bit of cinnamon sugar? You'd shake that on. We'll do the same thing, and then you'd have something for breakfast that would be just absolutely terrific. And you just make that wreath, and then you put the butter on the top, and then sprinkle your cinnamon sugar. And maybe put a little bit of nutmeg in it, whatever you wanted to do. And boy, would that smell good when that is coming out of the oven. So that might be nice for a very nice breakfast. So you've got two different concepts. One is with herbs, and then the other is, you know, with a little bit of cinnamon sugar if you want it. And you can use raw sugar, whatever is your preference. Just use your imagination. And even if you wanted to do something, if you wanted to have a sort of a quick stolen type of a thing, I know this is cheating, but you might even want to use a little bit of your citrus fruit, like people put into their fruitcakes. Chop it up real fine and maybe press it into the dough. And again, just a little bit of butter on the top, maybe brush it with egg. It's just, use your imagination. With those refrigerated biscuits, you can have something that's just very different. It looks so pretty, and people will just be so impressed with it, and it's just perfect for celebrating. So I wanted to share that with you. Also, what I was going to do was share a little bit of information regarding a 2,000-year-old astronomical computer. This information was discovered about 1900 in the wreckage of an ancient Roman merchant vessel at the bottom of the Mediterranean, and it's an anti-catheria mechanism. Now, they have had a devil of a time with this because they haven't been able to figure out who made it. They just didn't know. Now, finally, after it had been discovered, there was, for its time, a sophisticated 3D X-ray machine, and then they were able to get a bit of an insight into this very complex mechanism. 100 years later, they are still trying to figure out what it was used for, and they think it comprises a calendar dedicated to the Olympic Games that went along with other calendars. This is just an amazing machine, but they say it was built more than 2,000 years ago, and they don't know how they did it. Haven't a clue. When it was uncovered, they found that the artifacts around it were mostly from the eastern end of the ancient Greek world, but the words on the device, they were managed to see it with an X-Tech system using an 8-ton X-ray machine, and they found that it was from an entirely different place. The mystery continues. And speaking of mystery, my goodness, we are just about out of time. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be back with you live tomorrow, same time, same place. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Be cautious, be careful, be wise. Enjoy these holidays. And if you're in areas like we are in the Pacific Northwest, take your time. There's a lot to be enjoyed, and savor the beauty of the environment that you're in. It really is worth seeing. We'll see you here tomorrow, right here on bbsradio.com. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.